Dudes, we got brand new El Rey Du Corona cigars. The Nouveau Curé torpedoes are aged 5+ years, but they're only available for a limited time. And boy, howdy, is this a great smoke. Don't forget the Coronas, King Coronas, Lanceros in natural and Maduro wrappers. Your handmade cigar home is shop.mikechurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, November 18th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Oil falls on worries of U.S. rate hikes. Republican Carrie Lake says she's still fighting in the governor's race in Arizona, where election officials failed miserably. North Korea fires what appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday, and FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried to appear alongside Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky at an exclusive New York event. Oil falls on worries of U.S. rate hikes. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Oil prices fell more than 3% on Thursday, with demand squeezed by mounting COVID-19 cases in China and fears of more aggressive hikes in U.S. interest rates. Brent crude oil fell $2.81 to settle at $90.05 a barrel, down 3%. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude slid $3.54, or 4.1%, to settle at $82.05 per barrel. It's kind of a triple whammy. We've got COVID-19 cases rising in China, interest rates are continuing to rise here in the U.S., and now we've got technical weakness in the market, said Dennis Kisler, Senior Vice President of Trading at BOK Financial. Aggressive hikes in the U.S. interest rates do matter, no matter what the Biden administration says or what it tries to downplay. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
North Korea fired what appeared to be an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday, according to South Korean and Japanese officials, just a day after it had fired a short-range missile and warned of fiercer military actions toward the U.S. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement on Friday it had detected a ballistic missile launch off the eastern coast of North Korea on Friday morning, that it was likely an ICBM. ICBMs are North Korea's longest-range weapon and are designed to be capable of carrying a nuclear warhead as far as any location in the continental United States. The official threat came after Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and South Korean leader Yoon Suk-yeol met on November 13th in Cambodia, where they strongly condemned North Korea's recent missile tests and agreed to work together to strengthen deterrence. Yesterday, Arizona Republican candidate Carrie Lake said she's still fighting in the state governor's race in her first major update since Democrat Katie Hobbs declared victory. Lake, a former television anchor, said concerns raised by her campaign about Hobbs, the Arizona Secretary of State, overseeing the election and electronic voting equipment turn out to be legitimate. As an example, she pointed to how tabulators across Maricopa County weren't working properly on Election Day. Lake said she spoke with voters who had to wait in line for hours, including a man who went to 3 different polling sites before he was finally able to cast his ballot. Our election officials failed us miserably. What happened to Arizonans on Election Day is unforgivable. Tens of thousands of Maricopa County voters were disenfranchised, Lake said. As Secretary of State, Hobbs is the state's top election official. There's no conflict of interest there. Now I'm busy here collecting evidence and data. Rest assured, I have assembled the best and brightest legal team, and we are exploring every avenue to correct the many wrongs that have been done this past week. I'm doing everything in my power to right these wrongs. My resolve to fight for you is higher than ever. Our quote of the day, everything I own really belongs to the poor. St. Elizabeth of Hungary. And coming up, the story of the dedication of the churches of Saints Peter and Paul. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
All right, listen up. This Christmas at the Founders Trading Post, ladies, look for the Cooking with the King Dude gift pack that has my El Rey Du Corona cigars, a McClure Tables cutting board, and my meat rubs. Get them at shop.mikechurch.com.
Today we remember the story of the dedication of the churches of Saints Peter and Paul. St. Peter's is probably the most famous church in Christendom. Massive on scale and a veritable museum of art and architecture, it began on a much humbler scale. Vatican Hill was a simple cemetery where believers gathered at St. Peter's tomb to pray. In 319, Constantine built a basilica on the site that stood for more than 1,000 years until, despite numerous restorations, it threatened to collapse. In 1506, Pope Julius II ordered it razed and reconstructed, but the new basilica was not completed and dedicated for more than 2 centuries. St. Paul's outside the walls was the largest church in Rome until St. Peter's was rebuilt. The basilica also rises over the traditional site of its namesake's grave. The most recent edifice was constructed after a fire in 1823. The first basilica was also Constantine's doing. Constantine's building projects enticed the first of a centuries-long parade of pilgrims to Rome, and from the time the basilicas were first built until the empire crumbled under barbarian invasions, the two churches, although miles apart, were linked by a roofed colonnade of marble columns. Disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is scheduled to speak at an exclusive conference hosted by the New York Times alongside Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Remember the crypto dude's cryptocurrency empire plunged to about $1 billion after being valued at $32 billion as recently as January. Last week, the company filed for bankruptcy, and Bankman-Fried resigned as CEO after it was revealed the company was short billions of dollars and may have been hacked. Between $1 billion and $2 billion of customer funds have vanished from FTX, Reuters reported. But there he is, a featured speaker at the DealBook Summit, sponsored by Accenture, which will be held at Jazz at Lincoln Center in Manhattan on November 30th and features speeches from supposed luminaries such as Mark Zuckerberg, Mayor Eric Adams, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former Vice President Mike Pence. The fee to attend the conference is nearly $2,500, according to DealBook Summit's website. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.